Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masachet Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Hei Amud Bet, near the bottom of the Amud, continuing with our analysis of the story of Bilam. When Bilam goes to curse Bnei Yisrael, Vayasim Devar B'fi Bilam, God puts something in his mouth. Rabbi Elazar Omer Malach, put a Malach there. Yonatan Amar Chika, a stopper. Yochanan Mi Birchato Shalato Asha Talamein Mahayab Libo. From his brachot, you could see what he really wanted to curse. Meaning, Hashem turned the brachot, the klalot, inside out. He wanted to curse us that we should have no study halls. So therefore, he was forced to say, "Matovu alacha Yaakov." He wanted a curse that the Shechina shouldn't rest on us. Mishkanotecha Yisrael, the Mishkan. That the kingdom won't last. They're like roaring rivers. They shouldn't have good fruit. Nanota le nahar, like gardens on the river. That's the blessing he gave. Lo yerichan nodef, they shouldn't smell good. Ki ahalim natadunai, like aloe trees. Lo yu lehem malachim balei koma, they shouldn't have strong kings, good kings, tall kings. Karazim alemaim, so he blessed that they should be like cedars by the water. Lo yelam melech ben melech, they shouldn't have a dynasty. So yizal mayim idaliav, the water should pour from its pail, meaning continuing. Lo te machutan shaletet baumot, that their kingdom should not rule over other nations. And the blessing was Vizarob Maim Rabim, his seed over many waters. Lote Azam Malchutan, their kingdom should not be brazen. The answer is Vizarob Agag Malko, the king will be higher than Agag. Lote Mat Malchutan, there will be no fear of their kingdom. So the answer is Tinase Malchuto, his kingdom will rise high. Okay, so all the things that you see he blessed them with are all attempts to curse that got turned inside out. Amarakana kulam chazul klala. He says eventually every one of those curses came true. Chutz batekenes not b'tevin duchado, except for the one we would not have batekenes that we've always had. Shenemar v'afoch adonai lo'echol lecha ta klala livracha. In the parshan Kiteitse, to recap briefly the story, it says that Hashem turned the curse into a blessing. Evcha adonai lo'echol, because God loves you. Klala v'lo klala, not the curses but the curse. So one single curse. That's the one he turned around permanently. A typical Mishlei Pasuk that says, meaning where it compares two opposites, contrasts two opposites, the wounds of a friend are more trustworthy than the kisses of an enemy. What's that? The curse that Achia, the prophet of Yeravam, gave Yisrael is better. The Otem Brachash Bracham Bilam Arsha is better than the Bracha that Bilam, the enemy, gave. Achia Shilin Kilat Yisrael Kaneh. He said Am Yisrael is going to be like a reed. What did he say to Mrs. Yoravam when she came because her son was dying? Shemar Vikad Right Yisrael Kasher Yenura Kaneh B'Mayim, like a reed. Wait a second. Ma Kaneh Zomid Makom Mayim. A reed goes where water is. Vigizo Machleif V'Shar Shab Rubin. Its branch replenishes itself and has lots of roots. All the winds in the world can't move it. It moves with them. When its winds quiet down, the reed stays in place. But Bilam blessed them, they should be like a cedar. It's not near water. It has very few roots. The branch doesn't replenish. All the winds cannot move it. When the strong southern wind comes, it turns it onto its face, timber, finished. Plus, the reed is used as a quill to write Tanakh. Okay, now at the end of Bilam's Nevuah, he turns and gives a Nevuah about the nations. First, he turns to Keni, the descendants of Yitro. Amarlo Bilam Yitro. The idea was that Bilam said to Yitro, Keni, lo ayita imanu bata itza. Weren't you with us? Why are you getting a blessing? After all, you're with us in that itza. Mioshivcha itza litanei olam. Why are you with the great people of Moshe? What itza? We'll see in a minute. Mahanu namrachi Abraham amrabisimoi. Shloshayu bata itza. There were three people there when Paro was deciding what to do and eventually decided to throw the children in the water. And Bilam Eov Yitro. Good. Bilam Shiatz. Bilam gave the Eitzah to throw him in the water, so Neherag, he was killed. That, of course, will not be reconciled well with the idea that Bilam only died at the age of 33. We'll see that a little later. It's a different Midrashic direction. Iyov sheshatak, Iyov was silent, nidon b'yisurin, he ended up suffering. Yitro shebarach, Yitro ran away, refused to have anything to do with it. Zachub re'manav le'shev v'shkat ha'gazit, as we saw in the previous podcast, shenemar, v'chot sofim yoshvei ya'abet, siratim shmatim sochatim heim ha'kinim, v'im achman ha'mechamat avi beit recha, v'uchti, v'nei kini, choten moshe, alum yar tmerim. In other words, kini is b'nei Yitro, and his children sat on the Sanhedrin. All right, v'yisam yishol v'yemar, oy mi'chiyam yisumo el, who will live if God attends to you? Right, what does that mean? Rabbi Shimon Lakish, oy mi shemechaya atzmo b'shev el. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, oy la le'uma shetimatzeh b'sha'a shakadosh baruch hu, oseh b'nyon levanav. Woe to the nation that's near Am Yisrael when he redeems them. Ne'metil k'suto ben lavi levi'ah b'sha'a shakadosh baruch hu. When a lion and a lioness decide to mate, who's going to stand in the middle? Literally, who's going to put his garment between them? Anybody who tries to get in between that when Am Yisrael is going to be redeemed is not in a good place. It seem miyad kitim, and they say the ships come from kitim, rav libon aspir, that may be in a place in the Greek islands, or it may refer to the ships. V'inu ashur, v'inu aver, the prophecy about the ships coming from the islands, is they'll afflict ashur and aver, meaning ad ashur kat lemiktal, they're going to kill till then. This is, of course, reporting that the Roman conquest went till the Euphrates. Beyond that, they took tribute. They enslaved them, and indeed the Romans did take tribute from beyond the Euphrates, but never really controlled. Okay, he then says, Now, Bilam is leaving, and the last prophecy he says is, this is before the peace with the nations, he says, I'm going to my nation, let me advise you what this nation is going to do to your nation. Now, simple pshat is, he's saying what Am Yisrael is going to do. But the midrash on this is that he then gave them the etzah, which we know he gave, to have the girls prostitute themselves to get Am Yisrael to do Avodah Zarah, and that's, of course, the follow-up of the story. And the idea is that these words are the words when he gives the etzah, which means, Amcha l'amazayim b'ayla. It should be, not I'll advise you what they'll do to you, I should advise you what you'll do to them. It's like somebody who curses himself, but says it about somebody else. He doesn't want to say it about himself. Amar lahem, here was his etzah. Eloheim shel elu sonei zimahu. Their God hates lasciviousness. I happen to know that they want linen. Bova siach etzah. Here's my etzah. Sei lahen klayim. Set up tents. Oshiv ben zonot. Put prostitutes there. Zekenam b'chutz, an older one outside. V'yaldam b'fim, the younger one on the inside. V'kurulan klay pishtan. And they'll set up as if they're selling linen clothes. Asalan klayim. Mehimehar shelig abeit ha'shimot. According to this, they had tents going all the way up the east bank of the Jordan from Hermon all the way down to the top of the Dead Sea. Oshiv ben zonot, he set them up. Decided with Shashi Yisrael ochlim shaltinu svechin. Am Yisrael are in their camp and they're eating and drinking, having a good time while they're waiting to cross. You know, the tayel bashuk. They go out to see what there is to buy. Omer lo, this is a very different image than the image we have Am Yisrael being isolated and insular. Omer lo is kena, yetam vakesh klei pishtan, don't you want klei pishtan? Kena omer lo b'shaves, the older one gives him a price. The other omer lo b'chot, the other one, the younger one, gives him a better price. Shtayim shalosh pamim, they go back and forth and haggle. Chakach omer lo, the younger one says, hariat kemen bayit, you're like a member of the family ben el. Shave bor latzvacha, you sit down and decide what you want. So it's a racial yain amoni munachetzlan. She would have a little flask of Jordanian wine. V'adayin lo nesa yain shel goyim. Now this is before the gzera against stam yain. It's not pagan wine. Amralo etzon chash tishtek kol shel yain. Have a cup of wine. Kemanche shata ba'arbo. He drank it and got all farhitzed. Amralai shmili. He would say, sleep with me. Hotzia yiratam mitoch chika. She took her idol out of her pocket, out of her bosom. Amralo avod lezeh. Worship this. Amarlo halu yudiani, I'm a Jewish. Amarlo ma'achpat lecha, what do you care? Klum v'vakshim mimcha ela peor. All we want you to do is to drop your pants and go to the bathroom. Means that's peor. V'wein yodesh avala tabachach. And we have this one girsa that says, and by the way, he did not know that was the proper avodah for that avodah zara. He thought she was just asking him to in some way recognize this. It's strange. But then she'd push it and say, I'm not going to let you sleep with me until you agree to deny Torat Moshe. Shenemar, heima ba'u ba'al pa'or, nasrula boshet, vayushikutsim bi'ahavam. They became disgusted in their love. Okay, Vayeshev Yisrael Bashitim. So it says Am Yisrael, this is now when it actually happened, were settled in Shittim, and that's when they started to have this, following the girls of Midian. The name of the place is Shittim. Shomer Shenit Asku B'Divrei Shtut. They involve themselves in silliness. That's why it's called Shittim. Tikran Alam Zivchei Elohim. So the girls called the nation to come and worship with them. They said they went out naked. Shuomer Shenasukulan Balei Kerian. That the men all became Balei Keri. So parenthetically, as long as we're talking about Shittim, we'll talk about another place where we had troubles, which is Refidim, where Am Yisrael fought Amalek the first time. Again, he says Refidim is the name. And again, Rabbi Yeshua says it's a drasha. They became weak in Torah, which is why Amalek could attack. So we see Rifyon is explicitly used by the Navi as a phrase denoting weakness in Torah. We had it famously in Megillah, Vahi Bimei. Now he says every time it says Vayeshev, he settled down, it always leads to trouble. What happens next? The problems with Yosef and his brothers. It doesn't exactly say Yosef Yisrael Eretz Mitzrayim, and Yaakov settles down. And then soon we hear that he's going to die. The most beautiful pasuk there in the passage of Malachim that says how everybody's enjoying and having a great life, but a little later on, which ultimately led to Yeravam and ultimately led to the splitting of the kingdom. Back to the story of Bilam, that Malchei Midian Hagu El Chalalehem. When they went to war after the new census, after the whole plague, they went to war against Midian, which is Moshe's final war that he fought. They killed all of these people, and they killed, and they took all the cattle and the goats and all of the captivity and the people, and they killed the kings of Midian. That Bilam ben Beor Hagu Bachar, they killed Bilam. Bilam mayav b'ayatam. What was Bilam doing there? Why didn't Bilam go home? Yochan shalach li toschar sim v'arba elef yishivil mi Yisrael. And he said, look, my advice got 24,000 Jews killed in the Magefa. I want you to pay me. So he was on the battlefield, and that's when he got killed. Zutra bar tuvia merav. Hanid amri inch. That's why they say, gam la azla l'mi b'karne, camel goes to get some horns, and the ears that it has get cut off. And sometimes you seek something which you don't have, which is more than you deserve, and you end up losing what you already had. Sort of like Aesop's fable at the dog in the water. That Bilam ben Beor HaKosem. In Yeshua, in recounting this war, it says he calls him Bilam ben Beor HaKosem, the wizard. Kosem? Navi? What do you mean? He was a prophet. Yochanan mitchila Navi. First he was a Navi, but at the end he was a Kosem. Papa Anir Amirinchi. Mesagne v'shilti havai, she was a consort of kings and leaders. Eyes on the gavri gan nagari, and she ends up sleeping with sailors. All right, the same thing. He was originally an avi, but look where he ended up. All right, hargumne yisrael b'cher v'chal lehem. So what does that mean? Amarav shekimu bo arba mitot. Skila sefer herg v'chenek. Why does it say that Bilam was killed el chal lehem with their corpses? Rav says they used all four mitot on Bilam. And look at Rashi there. He says that that they hung him up, and that was chenek because he was choked. And then they cut his head off. That's hereg, and his head fell. That's like skila falling, and it fell, and they burned it. So that was the sreif. Amar le'ahu mina l'Rabbi Chanina. So a certain mean said, Mishmi alach Bilam bar kameyave. Have you ever heard how old Bilam was when he died? Amar le michtav lochati. We don't have a text on that. We do have a text that says, "On Shaitan Mimalo, Yerushi Mem." We had this earlier in the sugi about giving birth at 8. The Bachitofel, people of deception will not live half their lives. So, Bar Tlatin Flachni, no Bar Tlatin Varba. So, you had to be 33 or 34, because half a life is 35, based on Tillim, Shivim Shana. Amarle Shapik Kamart. So, the Goy said, you know what? You said, good. Didi Chazle Pinkase de Bilam. I saw Pinkas Bilam. I saw Bilam's notebook. An interesting question whether this relates at all to Sefer Bilam Bar Beor that was found in Tel Dir Allah in 1967. Interesting thing to look up, the Book of Bilam. In any case, a remarkable archaeological find. That Bilam, the lame, was 33 when Pinchas the thug killed him. This is, of course, their notebook. So you see, he was 33. And everyone, Tafish the Midrash. Don't add on to Midrashim about all these bad people. Levami Bilam Arasha. Except for Bilam. The more you can say about Bilam, the better it is. Okay, we'll stop at this point, and we'll pick up in the next podcast with our investigation of Doeg, and we'll go into some details of the story of David and Bathsheba. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.